USA Radio News with Wendy King.
White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows said the president's condition was very concerning on Friday after he was diagnosed with COVID-19. He said that he was taken to Walter Reed Medical Center as a precaution. He also said the next 48 hours will be critical in terms of his care. The president's doctor, Sean Connolly, painted a much brighter picture.
This morning, the president is doing very well. The team and I are extremely happy with the progress the president has made. Thursday, he had a mild cough and some nasal congestion and fatigue, all of which are now resolving and improving.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell on Twitter said that he spoke with the president and said he sounds well and is feeling better. Former New Jersey governor and advisor to President Trump, Chris Christie, is also now in the hospital after testing positive for the virus. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.